I would like to turn over the Tosfos, the Makabli Elayu, perhaps get up a bigger cloakite in the Sugya, Bezer Hashem. Let us just see the Gemara, one piece of Gemara on Daf Samach Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara brings down a Baraisa, let's see, three lines from the four lines from the bottom. Aval Amru Hashem Pora Lechaveiroi. A person gave someone a Pora, and they evaluated the value of the Pora, Pishasi gave it over to him. Ba'amalei Rei Paroscha Asuya Alai Bishloishim Dina. So the Mekabel said that there's a chiyuv on me to pay you. I don't return the pora. I have to return to you a shavyas of shloishim dinah. Vani ela lecha sela b'chaydish. And I'll pay you. He was renting the pora. He was Mekabel the achrayas of the shavyas of the pora, which was shloishim dinah. And he's paying schiris, mutar, lefi shaloi aso domim, because he was not shom the pora bedomim. So the Gemara asks, v'loi aso, he wasn't shom. It says, Hashem por haver bamle arei paroscha asui alai v'shloishim dinah. Omar Rav Sheishis liyaso adomim mechayim elo la'acha mise. Let us see Rashi. Rei paroscha asuya alai belamedina im loy ashiven aloch. So there was an agreement. The agreement was there are two possibilities. If I return to you the pora, I return to you the pora. Im laya shiven aloch, what will be if I don't return to you the pora? Pora dies. Vadi ela lecha bischar she'echresh bo sela b'chaydish. And this is the dmei aschiris. Muta ve'ein ze ribis. This is not ribis. Ki the mafarish lefi shaloi aso domim mechayim. So what does that mean, shaloi aso domim mechayim? So Rashi says, pshat, shim yuzlu poreis bishuk, that means the pore that you gave me now has a market value of shloishim dina. Im yuzlu poreis b'shuk, what happens if poreis will get cheaper? V'yamdu domeho al esrim, and it'll be worth 20 dinrim. Lo yishali, he won't pay. That means if the poreis alive, he gave me a pore that's worth 30 dinrim, he works with the pore, he returns the pore. Now the pore is worth 20 dinrim. No problem whatsoever. He's no obligations to pay him anything. So the zeil of the pora, the mekabel, was not mekabel on himself. But why was he mekabel on himself? If the pora will die, shim tomus or yim tishover, then I owe you 30 dinrim. Then I have to pay for you 30, I have to pay you 30 dinar. Alma, kol kame de loikabel olei zula, as long as he wasn't mekabel de zoil, lav milve he gabo. So it's not considered a milve. So let us just say, what is Rashi saying? Rashi is saying so far as follows. A normal seicha doesn't have any achayis whatsoever. a chais of unsim, he doesn't have any a chais. It's yenim's pora, he pays him schiris, if it dies, it dies, it makes him achs maloche, he's potter, anoynes, he's potter, that's the parsha of schiris. Now this seicher, there was an agreement, no, if it dies, you have to pay me the value of the pora, how much it's worth now. Now, a kabbalah sachayis, that means you give me a pore, and I'm obligated to ensure that you'll get back the shavyis of the pore. He's guaranteeing that you'll get back the shavyis of the pore. So this is similar to halva. This is a halva. That means I'm giving you the pore, and if it dies, you have to give me back 30 dindre. But the Gemara says, but if it won't die, and I can give you back the pore, and you're not getting back your 30 dinrim. You're getting back a pore that's worth 20 dinrim. So since I wasn't mekabel the zoil, since I wasn't mekabel zoil, smell it's not similar to alvo. Alvo means that the person is mekabel, whatever you gave me, I'm going to give you back. That is called alvo. And that there's an issa of ribbis. But here, even though I was mekabel achayis onsim, but since I wasn't mekabel achayis of zoil, that makes that it's not ahalvo, memela, I can pay you schiris. That is the pashtis of the Gemara according to Rashi. Now let us jump to that ayin. Let's go to another maisa over there. The Gemara says, it's around 10 lines from the top, Ahu dude dibnei marukve. There was a pot, copper pot, dibnei marukve. Dibnei marukve were yesaimim. Vavapei mar shmul. That means mar shmul had this pot. And Mar Shmuel was renting out this pot, L'tevis HaYisayim. Now, the schiris of the pot was as follows. Tokil V'yoyvle, before he gave it to the Seicher, he waited. He weighed the pot. So let us say, for example, the pot weighed, let's say, 20 pounds of nechayishis. So before he gave it out, he weighed the pot. We took a pot that's worth 20 pounds, that has a weight of 20 pounds of nechayishis. Tokil v'shokilei. When he got it back, he weighed it again. Now the pot, we'll see the normal usage of a nechayishis thicker pot. Through the usage, it loses nechayshis. There's a normal loss of nechayshis. When he got back the pot, it weighed 15 pounds, not 20 pounds, 15 pounds. So he weighed it. So the people who had rented it, let's take care, I gave you a pot of 20 pounds of nechayshis. You have to give me back 20 pounds. It's only 50 pounds. You have to pay. I have to be secure that I'm going to get back the 20 pounds of nechayshis. So you have to pay me the value of 5 pounds of nechayshis. So Bekitzer, the maskil was getting back the exact same thing that he rented out. He rented out 20 pounds of nechayshis, is getting back 20 pounds of nechayshis. That was number one. Oh, yeah. So, lechayre, this is complete achayis on the pot. That means that whatever, just like before we had, he rented a pora. If the pora dies, you have to give me the value of another pora. Here, the pot becomes nechsar, it's missing nechayshis. You have to shtal mitzu, the nechayshis that was nechsar. The maskir was secure in batuach that the amount of nechoshes that was rented out, he's going to get back. So there was a kabbalas achayis from the soicher that the mask is going to get back the same thing he rented. Right? So the Gemara says, Talk of a yoivle, talk of a shoivle, shakil agre, vishakil pichses. But he took rent also. He took a rental. And he also took the pras. So here he was mekabel achayis. And he also paid for it. He paid for the usage of the pak. So the Gemara says, I agre loy pichse, vi pichse loy agre. Someone says, v'shtim tachnish. That means that if you're a seicha doesn't have to pay for the usage. So okay, taking rent, fine. It's the pot got, there's less lechoshes in the pot. Well, that's called meisa machmas malochia. That's the usage. A seicha doesn't pay for that. Yagra lepichsa, vipichsa leyagra. And if you are ensuring that you're going to get back the same thing that I'm batuach, I have to get back 20 pounds of nechoshes. So he picks the loyagra, so then I'm getting back 20 pounds of nechoshes plus tchiris. He picks the loyagra, so it should be ribbit. Amalei, so he answered him, it's mutter. Let's jump down to the next line. The mekabli olayu chuscho dinachsho. The maskir is not getting back what he rented. Why? Because you have to know when you put a copper pot over the flame, there are two things that happen. Number one, the fire makes that there should be a loss of copper. That's number one. That he's not getting paid. You're right. He's giving back 15 pounds of the nechoshes, but he's paying for the other five. But these 15 pounds of the nechoshes are inferior. That means they become an echos. I feel like that what is left, an echos, is worth less than it's worth when he rented it there. So he's not getting back the pot that he rented there. He's getting back 20, theoretically 20 pounds of nechoshes, but he's paying 5 pounds, but the 15 pounds that he's getting back is an inferior nechoshes. So it's not a halva. He's getting back less than he gave him. So he's getting back less, so that's not called, he was mekabel achayis on the whole pot. The middle, then he can pay him schiris. It's not called halva. Alvo means that he was mekabel complete achayis, plus he's not mekabel complete achayis. He's getting back an inferior pot because the nechoshes and eches becomes worthless. Yeah, so here it says that's why it is mutter. The hamekabel elai chusla de nachshe, the kama de mitli nachshe, but the nechoshes that he's getting back is a shvachen nechoshes. So therefore he can take schiris. Now let us see the second Tosfos. The mekabli olayu chuscho de nachsho. Mashme. Zuk Tosfos. Af al gaf. The mekabel noisin olay zula v'yukra. Over here, that means the whole achayis was only on the nechoshes that was nechsa. But let's say the price of nechoshes went down. That means, let's say, when he rented him the pot was worth 100,000. Nechoshes was... Now, when he gives back the pot, he's going to pay for 5 pounds of nechoshes, but now the value of nechoshes went down. It's not worth 100,000, it's worth 80,000. So the pras of zoil, the soicha was not mekabel on himself. The achrayis of zoil was on the nesein. Av agav de mekome kabel noisein olei zula viyukre. Ava also mishum da chayis ala mekabel. Because even though zula viyukre is on the noisein, that means if he gives back the pot, I do not reckon with the market that now the choishis is worthless. Ava also mishum da chayis ala mekabel. Because of the achayis, forget about the zoil, but the achayis of the etzim pot, that means he has to shtel zu 20 pounds of the chayshis. The avol gav the achayis lehava, yeah. Mishim the achayis ala mekabel. Av al gav the achayis lehava elo mishas shvire. That means he has to pay him when he returns a chosel di kapat. Doesn't owe him now 5 pounds of nechoshes. He first owes them 5 pounds of nechoshes. When he returns it, and it's missing 5 pounds. So it was Shabiosel. That commission passed the chuscha de nachshoshori. The Gemara says the only reason it's mutter because in the nechoshes became inferior because it was on the fire keseda. So he's not giving him what he gave him. That's why it's not a halva. But without that, the Gemara held I agra loy pichsa, I pichsa loy agra. Even though the achayas of the zeil was on the masket. Vahod shori la'el nami v'svine, that's the same that we hear by Abraham, the same thing by Svira, agra upagra. There, l'chayre, Rashi said that because it's mekabel, achayis hazel. Aina mishum de mekabel alei kilkul ha'svine shemeskalkul ha'eitz b'mayim. So Taisva says, no, when he rented out the ship, so he can return to him the same ship, after he rented it for 5 months, we'll return to him the same ship, but we have to know the wood of the ship is inferior, because 5 months in the water, it becomes niskalkul. So that's chuscha de nachshe. They also have, besides the Kabbalah's zoil, besides the Kabbalah's zoil that the maskir was mekabel, the maskir is also mekabel, is going to get back a ship that the wood became inferior because of being 6 months on the ocean. So Mamela, he's also getting, that's why it's not called the halva. Because the achayis of the kilkul ha'eitz is not on the soicher, on the masker. And the same thing, I think the Bnei Yeshua that is, or the Maram, the same thing by poro, if I'm renting you out my poro, so besides the achayis of zol, but you're working with the poro, so you work with the poro, there's wear and tear on the poro. The work weakens the poro. So I'm getting back a poro. So besides the chayis azoil, I'm getting back a weakened poro. There was wear and tear on the poro. So memele, that's called the chayis is not on the seichel. The masker also has a chayis. He has a chayis zoil and a chayis of the crash of the poro. The kilkel of the yates and the chuscha de nachsha. That is what Taisu says. Now, let's just be the hagos oshri. There's a machlekes, a merdeke machlekes a rishayim. The hagos oshri brings down. There's a machlekes chashi in Taisu. Let's see first Allah, and then we have to understand what Rashi did with Taisvis Kashi. What will be the din if a person rents out to someone a kais shel zov? You can drink with it for 10 days. Right? You're paying me schiris. If it's nevad, you pay me how much the kai shows off is worth. Not nevad, you give me back the kai shows off. There's no wear and tear by the shtia of a kai shows off. But the maskil was makabul soil. That means if you're going to, if the price of gold goes down, and you return to me this kai shows off after 10 days, finished, you had a choy. I lent you, I rented you a kai shows off that was worth $100, give me back a kai shows off that's worth $80. That's not your parsha. As long as the zoil, the maskir is mekabu, that's not ribbis. That's not called alvod, that's not ribbis. That is shitas rashi. That's what the Gos Ashri brings out. And that's the Rashi that we learned. Rashi said on this Gemara, as long as the Mekabal of the soil is good. And the Ri and Taishvus is Chaylik. Not allowed to do such a thing. The only heter that you'll, if he's Mekabal Achayis, that means we have here, there was a new Tanai that was put into the Schiris. Listen, if it gets lost, you have to pay me how much it was worth. Bishas, I rented it to you. That makes it a milvah. So the Ri says this is only muta, only if there was another kilkul, which he's not mekabel on himself, and the chuscha de nachsha, kilkul ha'eitz. So, we have a machlokes, Rashi, and the Ri. So now we have to understand what shitas Rashi is and what the machlokes is. Zek de machna afrayim, en simen lamed beisel gesmalva veloive. He says, first of all, let's understand the lumdus of Rashi, and then we'll come to time for our Gemara. He says, let's talk about the case that the Gos Oshri was speaking about. That a person, Reuven, lent to Shimon a kois, a gold, that's worth $100, it's an upmach. I'm renting it to you for 10 days. If in the 10 days it's going to break, it's going to be, you have to return me the value of the kais. You owe me the full value of the kais. If it didn't break, you return to me the kais. You return to me the kais and you pay the shtilis. It's not called a milk. Let's be Megashim Deinim. He borrowed it, used it for 9 days, then it broke. Now he has to pay him $100 for the value of the case. But till 9 days, it was the, he says, when does the milvis start? So he says, the milvis starts when it breaks. That means, till it breaks, I have no responsibility whatsoever. It's your place. The price of gold will go down. That's your headache, not my headache. Till it breaks, it's your case. Whatever happens to the case in value, it's your headache. Now, when does it become over? After 9 days. It broke after 9 days, now you owe $100. But let's go, let's, till the 9 days. Till the ninth day that it broke, it's your kais, and if gold goes down, I return it to you. It's your headache, not my headache. It's your kais. So, zut de machna frei, so if it's his kais, till it breaks, it's the kais of the masker. If it's my case, I can charge you for the usage of it. So, why can I charge you schiris? It first becomes a milve when it breaks, and then you owe me. When it becomes a milve, I can't charge you anymore. But till the milve, it first becomes a milve when it breaks. Now you owe me $100. But till the ninth day, till it broke, you didn't owe me a penny.
if it became cheaper, the maskers of it, so till the ninth day, it's my case. And if there'll be zeil, I have to pay for it. I suffer. So I'm charging you schiris for the 9 days that it was mine. So I'm a mailer, so I could charge schiris for that. What was the case of Duda? He says, by Duda, he says, you weigh it before you rent it out. As soon as it starts using it, every second, the nechoshes get less and less. So, you owe me money from the beginning. It's a halvor right away. It's not that it's mine. That means your kabbalah sachayis is right away. This is the loss of the machna fraya. Ma she'en kein, bedude davi shokli lo mi koro, miyad masa halvor. You were, b'shas schiris, kibin shenifcheses miyad. So that means it's not, it will become later a milva. Until then, it's not alvor. The alvor starts later. It becomes alvor later. He says, before, when it's nishba, nasa alvor. It'll become then alvor. But till then, there was no alvor. So if there was no alvor, I can ask schiris for the use of my keli. But by Yadud is no till then. The minute you start using it, it's next time when you have to start paying me. It starts ticking. Whenever you, every use of the thing, it becomes less and less and less. So you owe me right away. The halvor starts right away. There was a problem. There was a problem. So there the Gemara said, good. You're right, he owes him the way, but there was something else that was nifchas. There was the quality of the nechoshes became nifchas. So that's why it's not a halva. He's not paying him, he's only paying him for the nechoshes that was next, he's not paying him for the whole nechoshes. That's how the Machna Ephraim says pshat in Rashi. Now, let's go a little further. Umikan kosher. Now let's see further. But Taisvus is old like Taisvus. Umikan kosher leperish ribon. Now this ribon, the Maram says we don't have this ribon. The ribon wrote a pirish on the perkes and neshech, and the ribon said shepirish lael shemuta litein iske lemachzis schav. Korev l'scha berochek lehefset, kiven the mekabel noisin yukre vizule. Im kein loma yitzorich kan lekabel chuscha de nachshe, a yekabel elezule. Now let's just speak about what the Ribon said. The Ribon said a case as follows. The Ribon said there was a case that a person Reuben gave Shimon an iske. Reuben gave Shimon an iske. Let's say it's a behemoth. It's a behemoth. But old Vimachalik and the blood is in the middle. Gave him behemoth an iske. Gave him an iske. And the conditions of the iske were as follows. If there'll be a hefset, that means if the behemoth, he's giving him one behemoth, an iske. If there'll be a hefsid, means the behemoth will die, you have to give me the full amount of what it's worth. You're gonna give me the full amount. If there will be, so you're mekabel achayis and the whole behemoth. The hefset, the behemoth will die, the behemoth is worth $100, the behemoth will die, you give me $100. You mekabel full achayis. Right. That's called rochek me hefset. You won't get any hefset whatsoever. If the behemoth will be alive, and then will there'll be Rebochim, Lodes, and thus, we'll divide half and half. Half of the Rebbech is mine, half of the Rebbech is yours. So he's Mekabel, Kol Achayis, and he gives them half of the Rebbech. Half of the Rebbech, and the Ribbon said it's Mutter. Because the Zoyl, what'll be, if the Behemoth will return the Behemoth, and the Behemoth was cheaper, he's not a choy. So if he wasn't mekabel achayis of zula, so mamela, it's not called a alvo. That's not called a alvo. It's only alvo if it'll die, then it becomes alvo. But if it didn't die, so mamela, the achayis of zul, then it'll become alvo later. But till now, there's no alvo whatsoever. The chayis of zul, I'm mekabel on myself. So memele, so it is not, it's not called as a halvo, and every iske is mekabel everything. He's mekabel half, he's a milva, half milva and half a good. That means every iske which there is a problem, you have, so that means like this, the baby is worth $100. He says, listen, $50 you have to give me. Whatever happens, it's cheaper, whatever. You have to give me $50. In the Revach, if there's Rebach, we'll split the Rebach. So there, the Mekabel, on half of the Iske, is Mekabel, complete Achayis, and everything, on Zayel also. So that's called, there was a Halvo on half. The other half is, he wasn't Mekabel Achayis at all. Machze Milva, Machze Pekodim, we shared the Rebach, so that's cool. That, because of the milva, you're being the couple with this thing. That is an iske that is also. Because on the chelik, hamilva is mekabel everything. That means whatever happens, you owe me $50. The market, I'm giving you a behemoth now that's worth $100. $50, yimachuyev to return back to me, whatever happens. It dies, it became cheaper. You owe me $50. You owe me $50. I mean, so he's achoy on everything. So that's called a milva. At the minute it's a milva, there's already yisurei ribbis. But if he told them, you're achoy if the behemoth dies, you have to give me back $100. But if the behemoth doesn't die, you're not achoy on the value of the behemoth, so I'm a kabel. So it's not a milva anymore. That's not called a milva. Samazoy achay is of mis is not called a milva if he doesn't have complete achayis. The Rivon and Rashi were one cheaper. That's a memela. Taisvis holds that achayis zayil is not enough, and Taisvis says not like this. That's a machlekes Rashi and Taisvis. Oid damrina lael. The Gemara says that there was a star. They were made as tariske, said half like this, half like this. So the Gemara said you have to read the shtar differently. You have to read the shtar. What it means if it's a trei tilse behefsed palge beschar, or the tilse baagar and palge behefsed. The Gemara says in order that it should be mutter. Lomalei lemevet hochi. Why do you have to say that that's how the iska was made? Lekabele anoisin zule, that the noisin mekabel zule belishter afili ye kol achayis ala mekabel. That's what Rivon said, as long as mekabel zule. So here there's a teretz of the Teres Chaim. The Teres Chaim says, he says, could be that iska was speaking about money. By money there's no zeil. That means this whole lumbus of the Rivon and Rashi was speaking about a commodity that has zoil. So then you can say it was mekabel zoil. Could be this iska was with money. The minute it's with money, there's no zoil. So therefore you have to make a different formula. Now Tosfos has a problem. Gabi Chamra, someone went, he talked for Bishu Sech Maskini Kivin Shemekabela Yukra Bezula Kavla Zela Zehu. Now let us just say what the Gemara says over there. The Gemara said Reuven gave Shimon $100 on a barrel of wine. It was an upmach. Now, if this wine becomes tukfa, if it becomes chaymit, you give me back $100. If it doesn't become chaymit, it becomes worth more, worth $200, the market went up, you give me back the barrel of wine, that's worth $200. So Memele, the hefsid, he wasn't mekabel. Mehefsid of chaymitz, he wasn't mekabel. That means everything in chaymitz, you can owe me $100. And if it's worth $200, the wine will never give me back $200. The barrel of wine, which is worth now $200. That means I gave you $100 6 months ago. If it becomes more expensive, give me back the barrel that's worth now $200. If it was nischametz, you give me back $100. So you owe $100, and if it'll be nisyakel, you pay $200. So the Gemara said, this should be also. This should be also, because he doesn't have the hefsed of chaymitz. The hefsed of chaymitz is on the moicher. Now we have to picture. The lekeich is the malve, the moicher is the loive. The hefsed of chaymitz is on the loive, and if it becomes worth more, the lekeich will get wine that's worth $200. So the Gemara says, why is this mutter? So the Gemara says, but the Zoyl is on the Lekeach. Who? Zoyl is on the Lekeach. That means what happens if the wine becomes worth $50? He gives him back $50. So you see, since the Lekeach is Mekabel, the Lekeach is the Malach, since the Lekeach is Mekabel Zoyl, so it's kosher. So this Gemara is like Rashi. This Gemara is like the Rivon. Taisus, this is a Gemara which is not like Taisus. So Taisus says, Hosam Shani Demecha Gomahu. Now I think Pshat and Taisus is as follows. All the cases of the Taisus hold that a Chai Yisrael is not sufficient, is speaking about that, let's say by schiris, let's talk about schiris. That means he is mekabel achayis, and also he was mekabel achayis, and he's paying schiris. So my male, that's called that kabbalah achayis gives it a shame halvo, and he's paying schiris. So it's halvo with a rabbi. The payment of the schiris is a rebach. Masha Enkein over here, he's not giving him anything. He's giving him back the chavis of yain that's worth $200, which was Boshusay Nisyaka. So I think Taisus means to say he's not paying him ribis over there. And the tzadr becomes more expensive, so that means, so the yoiker is altmecher, the zoil is altmecher. I think that's pshat and taisvis, I'm not sure, but a kaponim could be that pshat and taisvis. Well, kaponim, this is the machlekes Rashi and taisvis. Now let us go a little further in the Gemara. We're in the middle of the Amid. Amar Rabba Bar Shila, Amar Rab Chizde. Amir Lo, Amar Rabba Bar Yosef, Bar Choma, Amar Rab Sheishes. Moish Shal Yisaymim, Muta Lal Voisan, Korev Lischa, Barochek Lehefs. Now, let us see Rashi, and we'll explain a little bit. This is Amar Dike Hula. Which were made by Yisaymim. Korev l'schar, sheyiyu Yisaymim noitlim chelik v'schar, vein noitlim chelik behefsid. That means like this, we'll see later in the Gemara. I mean, let's say Yisaymim have $100. We want to invest the money that the Yisaymim should get some profit from the $100. So we take these $100 and we go over to the Ramakabu, who is interested in doing good tzachim, and we tell him, to make a deal with you, take these $100. If there's a hefsid, you invest it. If it gets lost, if there's, you owe $100. Period. You owe $100. You are going to owe $100. If there's a revach, so now it's worth $150, you'll get $25, and we'll get $25. No, sorry. Korov the schar, she yisayim, yeah, leitlam chelia, yeah, korov the schar, she yisayim leitlam chelik b'schar, that they're going to get a chelik in the schar, we're going to split the schar, they leitlam chelik b'hefset, but hefset they won't get. That means in the chayis of the iske, Yenna is completely achoy. So we ensured that the money of the Yisayimim, we ensured the money of the Yisayimim will not be Heilach Libud. Their Batuach and their $100, he was Mekabla Chais on the whole $100. And in the Revach, we didn't split the Revach. So this, we'll see, this is a ribis to Rabbanu, we'll see in a minute. Av a ribis mamish loy. It's not a real, to take $100, I'll lend you $100, you pay back $125, that's a ribis to rise. No. Elamashe yistaklu moiseyim yachmei. Whatever their money will be malviyach, they'll get half of the rebbe. Half a gav the knani also by a gobel not allowed to make such an asik. So Rashi says lav ribis mamishu alavak ribisu umid rabono ubiyasmi legozo shlo yichlu moyeseyem lachilam pruta acha pruta by yisayim they were matter this ribis rabono that their money they should need up their money they should be able to make some ribach. Now, I'd like to say over the Ritva. The Ritva says Pshat Rashi. Why is it a ribis the Rabbonon? So the Ritva says two nekudis. Number one, what if there won't be a revach? What if there won't be a revach? He's giving them $100. Should invest it, whatever it is. If it goes sour, you owe me back $100. Fine. What if there's no revach? So you're not bechuyif to give me anything. Not bechuyif to give me anything. That's number one. Number two, so that's not called ribis ktutze. I mean, there's no ktutze. You have to give me revach. If there'll be revach, you should give me half of the revach. There won't be revach, you don't have to give me. So that's number one. So there's no ktutze. And number two, the revach that you're giving is not from your pocket. The revach you're giving is what the money made. That means I'm giving you money. You mekabel achrayis on the whole money. That's you mekabel achrayis on the whole money. That their fazichet they're going to get back $100, whatever is going to happen. If there'll be a revach, we'll split the revach. So there's touting the tibus of it that it's not a ribis taraisa. Number one, if there's no rabbit, you don't have to give anything. So it's not ribis ktutze. If there'll be a rabbit. And number two, the rebach that you're giving is a rebach from the money. You're not giving out from your pocket. You invested the money, and if the money makes rebach, you can split the rebach. So, because of these two reasons, it's a ribis tarabonon, and by assignment they will make. That is this gemara. Now the gemara goes further. Tono rabonon. Let's forget about assignment. To make a deal with someone else. Korev l'scha v'rochek lehefsed. If he made up, again, that we'll split up the scha, and your mekabel complete achayis, roshe. This is a roshe. I mean, by Yisrael, they were mekel. But this is an isa drabon, and he's a roshe. Korev Lehefsed v'rochek l'schal chosid. Now, what does this mean? Now, korev, so there's a merdike piskei arit, and let's see what the chsidus is over here. There was a person, Rebbe Chanor Amam, but he, there's Reuven and Shimon. Shimon is an Oramah. Now, Shimon has two problems. Besides being an Oramah, he has two problems. Number one, he will not accept a matana from anybody. He's sending matanas here. I don't want matanas. Number one. Number two, he will never borrow any money because he's afraid he won't be able to pay it back. He'll never borrow money because he's afraid he won't pay it back. No. He's not going to borrow any money. So, what is his matzav achayim? Hodnushka matzav. I mean, this is Shimon. So, Reuven comes over to Shimon. He says, Shimon, listen, I'm going to give you money, invest the money. Now, if you lose the money, You have no achayis on the money. If you make rebochim, so you made it. It's not you made it. So it's yours. So you have no achayis. If you lose the money, if you make the rebochim, it's hakol rebochim. So that's called rochek mehefsed. That means you won't have any hefsedim. And that means you're not a chayv. If you lose the money, you're not a chayv. You don't have to pay me back. No half and half. No, you get the whole revach. No! I didn't give you. The revach you made. If I'm going to give him $5, he says, he invested it, he worked on it, what? I gave you money to invest. Okay, what? That money you're going to pay back if you don't lose it. If you lose it, you're not a choy. So you don't have the digest of milve. And if you make money, you can keep the reva. But it's not, I'm giving you the reva. You'll give me back my $100, and you made rebochim $500, gewaldig. He's a chosid. That's called a chosid. So my mela, Karev lehefsed v'rochek l'schal, chosid. Yeah. Karev leze, rochek mize, zu hui midas kol odo. What is, if we made a deal, so the pilpul chitzis is like this. Let's talk about like this. I give someone money, either I'm a kabbal, I want, that means either I want two-thirds, I'm a kabbal, two-thirds of the hefsid and two-thirds of the rebochim, and you'll be a kabbal, one-third and the fakir, you'll get two-thirds, and two-thirds, and I'm going to pay you for your work. That means it's irrelevant how we make how we tzetail the hefsed and the revach. That means we're going to tzetail it. Whatever you want to get two-thirds of the revach, you'll take two-thirds of the hefsed, or we'll make it the other way around, and I'll pay you for your work. So that is mutter if I pay you for the work. So it's a pal gemilva, but not pal gemilva, whatever it is. That means how we divide it up, that you have a lot of revach and a lot of hefsed, or a little revach, a little hefsed, and I'm paying you for it, so that's zumidus kolok. Yeah. Zot the Gemara baita, fine. Omar lei rabbe le rab yeset, hani zuzi di yasni, heichi of dinalu. What do you do if a father left over money? What do you do? Amalei, we don't leave it by them because I don't
stone, we used it, we had used that for one day. We give it over to Besman. Each day, Besman will meter out what they need for the day, and that's what we'll give them. So we'll make sure that they won't be mevazbed the money they have. But that's what an eitzer. That means you're very good, that you're making sure they won't waste the money, but the money can get used up. So that is not an eitzer. Let us see what Rashi says. What next is?